השם חזק וימצי בך וימצי בך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק וימץ לי בך חזק וימץ לי בך
Shalom Haverin, beloved Haverin and Haverot. This morning for some ones, or night for the others, we feel immense joy when we see the unity and the connection of all the friends of the whole world. We are very happy to have been connected and working with the Midwest USAID 10. Truly grace among grace. Through their example and humility, they show us how, by simply setting aside our egos and recognizing the Creator's greatness through the love of for the friends, we can check our progress on the path of the adhesion to the Creator. Let's treasure this moment of preparation for the lesson, because they bring us close to the Creator through our friends. Let's take advantage of this preparation and lesson to find the light through the connection with the friends by annulling our egos and allowing the light guide us so we can move forward. Together, we can turn this lesson into a prayer, a call to the reflect light to guide us to the next step. To the new state where we recognize that there is nothing else beside Him. In this state, we will feel the Creator's greatness every day and all times. Friends, we invite you to unite as a one heart in one body, bringing joy to the Creator. Together, let's walk toward the future. Fill it with peace and abundance for the sake of the Creator and humanity. Go ahead, Jason.
Great friends of the world, Kli, such a pleasure to be here with you, speaking to you from Midwest 10. And as a great friend from Queens said, we had a great preparation where I was asked to speak. And I have to admit, it's not easy to speak amongst you all. The fear of not being able to inspire you, it's always there. But a great friend mentioned that the 10 depended on me. And just like that, the forces came and woke me up. One thing that was said during preparation is that each lesson should be the next step. So let's all come together, look at all the friends around us and on the screens, and give them the forces to take this next step during the lesson with joy. It is up to us, and we depend on one another with the Creator's help. Thank you.
Rabash
tells us, if one wants to test if he is advancing in the work, he should do it in two ways. One, by looking at the reward he hopes to receive from the Creator. If he is receiving a greater reward each day, then the gauge is the vessels of reception. Two, how much he enjoys delighting the Creator, and all his reward is that he is bestowing upon the Creator. For example, if he is serving the greatest man in the country, he enjoys it. But if he is serving the greatest in the generation, he certainly enjoys it more. Therefore, he wants the Creator to be greater and more important in his eyes each day. This is the real measurement. Again, if one wants to test if he is advancing in the work, he should do it in two ways. One, by looking at the reward he hopes to receive from the Creator. If he's receiving a greater reward each day, then the gauge is the vessel of reception. Two, how much he enjoys delighting the Creator, and all his reward is that he is bestowing upon the Creator. For example, if he is serving the greatest man in the country, he enjoys it. But if he is serving the greatest in the generation, he certainly enjoys it more. Therefore, he wants the Creator to be greater and more important in his eyes each day. This is the real measurement.
Hello, friends. We're trying to prepare for the next step. And in order for us to reach the next step, we need to unite our hearts. We need to raise a true prayer to the Creator. So let's do it around the following active workshop. How do we reach a state where the Creator will be greater and more important in our eyes each day? Again, active workshop. How do we reach a state where the Creator will be greater and more important in our eyes each day?
The importance of the Creator in my eyes
is
something I get from how you appreciate him. The more inspiration, power, you show me that the Creator is greater than in my eyes is greater.
We did a really nice exercise in the 10 yesterday, where each shared what he envies each of the friends that advances spirituality. And we saw how envy helps us to truly get stronger and intensify the desire. This is one thing, to see the example on one hand, to give an example on one hand, and to see the example that the friends give.
Rami sometimes says, let's change the word creator for the word friend. So it's easier for me to address the question this way. How do we just say what the friends are greater in our eyes from day to day? We'll continue to invest in them. To show up, to persist, to do what we're doing, not just out of habit, but out of perseverance, because the path is important to us, because we want to be together with one another, and that's what we heard from our teacher. The most important thing is to continue and persist.
We'll try to serve the friends in order to acquire from them the yearning to come closer to the Creator.
After we've gathered, and it's no accident that we gathered, then what's left for us is to increase the glue, the connection between us, to feel how it fills the gap between us when we hear hear how we open our hearts to one another.
You can feel the quality of bestowal of the Creator only through the friends. And if anyone has a question how to strengthen our attitude towards the Creator, the way we relate to friends.
That's what I thought. We sing the path to the truth is a very thin line, and that line goes through the friends. You want to be on it, not in some fantasy. It's only the connection between us. Only there can a feeling of what's 1 centimeter outside of what to receive be born.
Wrote, what else do we have to do besides that? And it's true, our day begins here. From this time we have together with Rav, with the Kabbalists, where the friends are sitting together. This is where we begin to feel that we're rising above this beast and to feel the greatness of the Creator.
We want to reach outside of our world, our own will, and that's why we practice in love of friends. It's not in order to love the friends, but to reach the love of the Creator. But along the way, we fall in love with the friends, and we come as one vessel to Him.
Through prayer to the Creator to help us for the friends. For us to connect to them.
We have all felt that greatness that we feel in our hearts. And sometimes we feel like we got it. We feel like we are the greatest. And we are the most inspirational. And sometimes we are the most influential and the most giving and the most loving. But then comes a state where all of a sudden I feel alone. I forgot to annul myself. And I find myself in the pit at the bottom of the mountain again. And overcoming the doubt becomes difficult without the friends and almost impossible without the Creator. And a true prayer raises in our hearts where we really need one another. And as we overcome the doubts, we climb the mountain greater and greater. And the next degree is always at the apex of the mountain. That's where we need to strive for. That's where the Creator is waiting for us. He wants us to overcome all these doubts and find the strength in the connection with the friends. You guys are the greatest. Our tens are amazing. And we have so much love. We just are blinded by our ego, and our friends help us recognize that. And may the Creator help us in our journey to the next degree for us to really love one another. We need it, our families need it, the world needs it, and the Creator is waiting for us. Chaim, friends.
Keta Makor Sheni. לפעמים, אחר שעה או שעתיים,
פתאום הוא רואה שנפל... At times, after an hour or two, he suddenly sees that he has fallen from the highest level, meaning from his previous certainty that he was the strongest man, and he is like any man of Israel, meaning like an ordinary person. Then he begins to seek advice in his heart. What should I do now? How can I pick myself up to the state of gadlut, greatness, that I had before? Again, at times, after an hour or two, he suddenly sees that he has fallen from the highest level, meaning from his previous certainty that he was the strongest man, and he is like any man of Israel. meaning like an ordinary person. Then he begins to seek advice in his heart. What should I do now? How can I pick myself up to the state of gadlut, greatness, that I had before?
Now, friends, we are going to enter a silent workshop. And let's stand together. And let's feel the importance of the Creator between us. And let's stand together and feel the importance of our connection together. Let us enter a connection now in one heart and feel the Creator there again. Let us enter a connection now in one heart and feel the Creator there.